Texte numéro 25. Fears grow for children addicted to online game. Medical and addiction experts, charities and parents are becoming increasingly concerned about the amount of time children are spending playing online games, as figures show that UK spending on titles such as League of Legends and World of Warcraft will top £3 billion this year. Dr. Sigman, a lecturer in child health, said he had heard from a number of doctors' surgeries that parents were asking for sleeping pills for their children. Whether you call it an addiction or not, this is an enormous and growing problem, he said. The charity Action for Children says that a quarter of parents rank their children's screen time and how to control it as their greatest challenge, bigger than the traditional issues of homework or healthy eating. We hadn't picked up that it was such a big issue, says the charity's managing director. With gaming, children get a lot of satisfaction and positive reinforcement. It can build their confidence, but that can make it become addictive. Ben Jones, not his real name, is part of the growing subculture of young people, particularly male, who appear to have become hooked on internet gaming. His gaming sessions normally last about 9 hours and typically run right through the night. Aged 27, he's been a heavy usage player since he was 15, and it has taken its toll. At college, he spent more time gaming than studying, and since leaving, he has found it tough to hold down a job. Jones worries he is probably addicted, but he thinks he could stop if he really wanted to. It's like smoking or drinking, he said. It's a very bad habit. The gaming industry is reluctant to acknowledge any social responsibility, but brands are cashing in on growing demand. The games are designed to keep you playing, said Peter Smith, a director at an addiction treatment centre. Broadway has been helping people with drug and alcohol-related problems since 1974, and for the past 3 years has opened its doors to people struggling with gaming dependency. Smith says that parents have few places to turn to if they are worried about their children's gaming. There is no telephone helpline, and GPs and schools, while increasingly aware of the problem, have limited expertise in dealing with it. Most experts agree that the escapism and socialisation aspects of online gaming are a big part of the appeal. Children losing touch with reality is the biggest concern for parents, but gaming dependency, unlike gambling dependency, for example, is yet to be recognised with a formal diagnosis, and there is limited funding for research. We are under-aware of it, and we're therefore minimising what the potential problems are, said Smith. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2016.